You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It was super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable! Right there! Gone and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
He can't say much other than wow.
Hello.
Yo, what's happening, mate? How are we?
Can you hear us out of here?
I can hear you good.
Good stuff, man. How have you been?
I'm good, you know. It's good to be back.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for joining us.
Obviously, we know we haven't got long, would you? So we'll just jump in. We know you're busy, so go ahead, Quinn.
Yeah. So before we touch on your fight, just wanted to speak about Aspire very briefly. Obviously, it's getting a lot of recognition at the gym lately. A lot of people would say that's overdue. How pleased are you with the team you've got in there at the minute?
Do you know what, mate? It's interesting because if I go back like 5 years ago, you know, the lads like Mohamed Mokhiev, Liam McCracken, Marlon Jones, they were just little scrawny 17-year-olds. And that was around the last time I actually fought. And just to go on the journey of being with some of them now and, you know, what guys like that do in the team in terms of taking some of the responsibility off me and Phil is amazing. So go, you know, fast forward 5 years and the gym's getting the recognition, but I'm in a position now where, you know, it's got a team that can run it. And now rather than feels like I'm supporting the gym, all these people are supporting me. So, yeah, it's nice to actually enjoy the fruits of the labour as a fighter and not feel overstretched like I used to. There's several coaches in there now who cover strength and conditioning. We've got different striking coaches. Obviously, Phil takes a massive role as the head coach as well. So it's got a strong team and we're doing well. And I just think now's the right time for me to put a few years back into fighting.
Yeah. Has it been good? Go on, sorry.
Sorry, just going to say, do you think you having that time out of fighting is now justified by where the level the teams are?
100%, mate. I always said fighting and coaching were like two equal things in what was important to me. I don't know, I just felt like it was a career path that I was destined to get into. So I've got no regrets. I think there's also been a few things that have maybe slowed me down in my career, like breaking my jaw before I thought was meant to fight Ronnie Sada in 2019. I felt like I was about to go on a good run there. We brought Johnny Eduardo over from Nova Unia. We had him based at the gym. And so I've had things get in the way for the pandemic come along and then just, you know, various other things going on. I've had a daughter last year. So things have happened that I'm really pleased about. You know, I've gone on a journey with an amateur from right up to the UFC and Mo and see some of the other lads are going to follow a similar path now. Liam McCracken's got a massive fight on Bellator soon. So, yeah, just loads going on now. It's just good to be back in the mix with them all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Like, just quickly take us back to the first UFC London. There was reports that you were offering to step in to fight Nathaniel Wood when he lost his opponent. Was any of that true?
No, it was 100% legit. I went and spoke to Nathaniel straight away. He said, "Look, I'm here. I'm about 70 kilos waking up. You know, he said, I'm game." But the problem is, at that late in the day, not only I don't have a recent fight on my record, I also don't have any of the medical requirements. So for UFC to have pulled that out the bag, they'd have had to like pull off Mission Impossible. But now I'm in a position where all my medicals are up to date. I'm going to have a fresh win on the record come Sunday. So, you know, when these opportunities pop up again, I'm going to be better prepared.
Yeah,
definitely. So like you mentioned, it has been 5 years since you've last competed. Have you had any wanted to return sooner than this, or has it just felt right now?
There's been times where I've been looking for stuff, and the only real options were coming back to me at the time of being on a regional show. And I don't know what it was. I just didn't feel like that'd get me up enough and excite me enough with all the other things I'm committed to. But Hexagon's, you know, it's on design. It's an international show. I've got a nice 2-fight deal off them, paying me decent. I'm looking at a 5-rounder on the back end of this for a title, most likely. So that's a nice opportunity. It's non-exclusive outside France. So they've given me a lovely little opportunity to come back into the sport and, you know, do it in the sort of stage I want to. I'm fighting in an arena, just like I have, you know, for the last 7-8 fights that I had. So I'm excited. I've been improving while I've been away from competition. I'm still on the mat every day training with the lads. I'm still getting chances to travel abroad with the guys and learning from different coaches. And, you know, I've had 8-9 weeks to prepare. I've done everything in my power to come into this fight. You know, I do feel like another fight camp is going to make a huge difference. But just thinking about all the stress, I no longer have to manage on my own or just between me and Phil. Now there's such a big team there. Now, obviously, you know, I've got a baby, I'm more settled. My girlfriend's got all my meals prepped. I'm sticking to my diet. Like, I've got about 8 pounds to do between now and the weigh-in. So I just feel like I'm almost better set to have a good run of it right now. Now's the time.
Have you, obviously, as you mentioned there, you've got the gym and you've basically got a sick fight team now. Has it been good for you to be able to learn from them while you've been in this camp as well?
100%, mate. Yeah, like Sir Liam and Marlon have been sparring with me loads. I used Mo very early in the camp. He's been giving me some help with me wrestling last week. So, you know, I'm leaning on the guys there as well. You know, right through down to some of the amateurs. So, therefore, mate, yeah, 100%. I mean, I've got everything I need and aspire right now. I'm sure for the next fight, I'll probably venture out and do some training bits elsewhere. But in terms of what you need to succeed in the sport, we've got everything else, and I'm tapping into that now and reaping the benefits.
Yeah. And you mentioned there about, you know, going to fights with your fighters, you know, the UFC and that. Has it been difficult for you to not to compete? You know, especially when you've got a love for
there's been times where I've proper been thinking, oh, I need to be back doing this. But then there's also been plenty of times where I've sat back and gone, no, I'm quite enjoying just like I've having my head on the gym and the coaching and, you know, having all this time to my new baby. But now I've just got a little bit of fire back in my belly. I want to enjoy Sunday. I'm getting back in there just for myself, enjoy that fight, get this title fight booked, and then we'll just build on that. I'm 34. I've only got a few years left, really. Maybe up to 40 if I really, really push it. But I've got a few years left. I want to cram 10 fights in, 15 fights in, and just see where they are.
Yeah.
See where they end up. Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel like you're in a good place in terms of you're coming back because you want to fight, not that like you feel like you need to fight?
Exactly that, mate. Like I make a good living out the gym. I don't need fighting anymore to sort of, you know, for a career choice. It's now like I'm doing it because I've got all the tools to do it, got all the knowledge that you need around fighting. If you think of it, any time you look at a fighter, you're looking at 4 key areas: technical, tactical, physiological, and psychological. And, you know, obviously I had a couple of losses towards the back end of my active career. They were big learning curves for me. Got guillotined twice. That's now probably my best submission. So, you know, there's things in my technical and tactical arsenal that are much better than when I was last competing. Where I've probably had the dip is the, you know, the psychology of actively fighting and the physiology of being in fight camps and, you know, all that stuff. But I feel like I can pull that back, you know, within the next 6 months, and that'll be enough time. I've mainly focused on conditioning and making sure I'm fit and getting the rounds in this camp. As long as I can do 15 minutes, which I can, you know, I don't think Miguel Haro has much chance of winning this fight, personally.
Yeah. Speaking of Haro, do you know much about him, or do you tend not to really focus on?
I do know he's been around the scene a long time, just like I have. He's had a little break like I have, but what's his last fight? That's it, really. He fought a guy called, I think it was Sean Abreu, and it was a decision. He won the second round. He probably looked more game and more competitive than he's looked previously. So, you know, he's had a decent team. You've got people like Manon Fiorot with his team, Axel Soler. He's coming from a good camp. He's got decent hands, can strike. He is aggressive. But I just think I'll have him everywhere. I'll be sharp and on the feet. If I want to take it down, I will. If I do take it down, it's probably, you know, it's not going to last more than a round on the ground, in my opinion. But we'll see. I'm not going to underestimate him. I'm not going to overestimate my capabilities because I've been out the cage for a while. So I need to just get in there and almost treat it like my debut a little bit and just make sure I enjoy it as well and make sure that, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm doing it, is coming back because I want to fight. It's what's brought me into this sport in the first place, the desire to have a fight with someone else. And it's given me a whole career that I love. So it's time to just go back to my roots.
You mentioned there that, like, you've, what was it? It literally just went. Basically, did you need, like, the right opponent? You said, like, you didn't have to come back. You know, you can live well with the gym and that. Did the opponent need to excite you, or was it just, did you just want
to be honest? To be honest, mate, Miguel Haro was not the opponent I was after. I originally agreed to fight Elias Budigam or something his name is. He's 18 or 19 and 7. And I agreed to that fight at featherweight. And he said it was for the title, and I was like, oh, great. And then I realised, oh, is it a five-rounder? So I said, is it a five-rounder? He said, yeah. I said, I'm not. I've got 8 weeks to prepare. I've been out the cage for 5 years. I'm not going to jump straight in on a five-rounder. So I said, let's just keep the same opponent, but let's do it for 3 rounds. And we'll go for the title if I beat this guy. And they said, no, we'll tell you what, why don't we fight Miguel Haro first? And then that fight's, you know, providing you beat Miguel, that fight's there for you, and that'll be a title fight. So, you know, and I know I've got a much tougher test on the back end of this. Again, I'm not overlooking Miguel Haro. He could easily give me a tough night Sunday. He's dangerous in various positions, but I just think I'm too savvy, too intelligent, too... I'm ready for this. I'm well prepared. I think I'm going to be hungry. I'm going to have that hunger that a young fighter has on the night. So,
yeah.
I'm always looking for tough fights. So, you know, I was expecting tougher than Miguel Haro, but I'm not complaining after 5 years out that I've got a fight that you could say, you know, he's got a 50-50 record. I'm a heavy favourite.
Yeah. As you say, the fire's there in your belly, so you're just ready to get out there now.
That's it, bro. Exactly.
So as we mentioned, it has been 5 years since your last fought. So what can fans expect to see come fight night when you step in there?
Do you know what? If you look at my fights, I've always been aggressive. I've, you know, certainly later on in my career, I was using all assets of my game, striking, takedowns, submissions. So you expect to see a bit of everything. I'm going to be throwing some nice stuff on the feet. I've got some stuff I've been working on that could finish the fight on the feet. I'm definitely going to take him down at some point. You know, might be an old school Dean Garnett heel hook. Might see the power of the new guillotine. I'll be looking for a finish pretty much soon as the bell goes. I mean, I'm not going to rush my work. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to take my time. But you know, the objective is going to be to be have him tap or be TKO, KO before the second round's over.
Yeah. And you mentioned you got to do a two-fight deal. Do you have a expected date for when you're next in? Or
obviously, with having to win this fight, it being dependent on I've got to win this fight first, and I'll sit down with Hexagon while I'm over in France and try and get a, you know, I'm happy to have a week off and then hopefully a 12-week camp straight back in. A bit of a heavier weight, featherweight. You know, I can eat more food, concentrate on gaining mass rather than losing weight. So I really want to just build on this camp, get straight back into camp and push on and try and be active, maybe get 4 fights this year.
Nice. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, that was everything. You know, you're the busy man, so we'll let you crack on. But again, thanks so much for joining us, and we can't wait to see you fight on Sunday.
Boys, appreciate you getting me on, lad. Nice one.
Ah, pleasure, mate. Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
Take it easy, mate.
There we go. Short and sweet with Dean Garnett. There was a fight on Sunday, not Saturday, Keaton.
Sunday.
But yeah, now it'll be good to see him back in the cage. I think when he probably stopped fighting 5 years ago, nobody expected him to not fight for 5 years.
So,
going to be good to see him back. He's a great coach. Aspire doing absolute bits at the minute. So, you know, let's see what Head Honcho's got, and no doubt he's going to pull the win out. So, you get a break from us tomorrow, I think. Yeah, they get a break from us tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah.
I think we're back on Friday with
Jordan
Rutherford.
Yeah.
You only get one day off from us.
Enjoy.
With a lot to handle. We'll get all this posted up on socials, and then we will be back on Friday. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and bye for now.
This is the greatest. I love it.
It was super necessary.
And delicious.